and welcome to Axe of the Blood God, an independent RPG podcast. I'm your host, Kat Bailey. Joining me as always, my lovely co-host, Nadia Oxford.
Hello, Kat. It is the beginning of a new year. We have made it. This is, we're trundling along quite well. I'm quite proud of ourselves.
Also joining me in yet another year of Axe of the Blood God, it's Eric Van Allen.
Hello, hello. We survived it. We made it. Here's hoping to another year. We'll see what happens at the end of 2023.
Truly. Welcome to year three of the Axe of the Blood God Patreon and Axe of the Blood God independent podcast. Yes, Axe of the Blood God once was part of US Gamer, but we've been independent for a little while now, and we've been talking about all of the RPGs and all of the shows for the most part. We love to talk about anime these days.
We're really into the anime thing. We're just cup and ball.
Who did this? Me in a hot dog suit. We're all looking for the guy that did this.
Yes, we've put a lot of games in the Pantheon. We're going to put a lot more games in the Pantheon. But as part of this little trailer, we're going to talk briefly about what you can expect from Axe of the Blood God, not just in general, but also in 2023. So if you're not familiar with Axe of the Blood God, who are we? I'm Kat Bailey, and my day job is working over at IGN, where I'm also co-host of Nintendo Voice Chat, and I was the editor-in-chief of US Gamer once upon a time. I like role-playing games quite a bit, especially JRPGs and tactics games, and Western RPGs too. I love The Witcher 3. And I've been running an RPG podcast in one way or another since 2009. This is the third iteration of this RPG podcast, and it has been around for almost 8 years now, which is a pretty incredible amount of time for us to go. It's gone through many different iterations. It's been a joy to watch this podcast evolve. Eric, why don't you talk a little bit about yourself?
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm the newest addition by length of term to the Blood God cast. I was co-workers with Kat and Nadia here at US Gamer. Now I'm over at Destructoid by day. I do Blood God. I also co-host a retrospective series called Normandy FM, where we cover a bunch of games there. But here at Blood God, I try to bring a little bit of Western RPG background, and also a little bit of the weirdo RPGs. I like the sicko RPGs.
You do like the sicko RPGs.
He does like
the dungeon encounters and such. I like the off the beaten path stuff, the indie RPGs, the weirdo stuff that piques my interest the most. So that's what I bring to the table here.
How about you, Nadia?
I am Nadia Oxford. I am terminally addicted to Final Fantasy XIV as well as other JRPGs. So if you want to know anything about Mikote breeding habits, I am your girl to talk to. Beyond that, I have been writing about video games and for video games for a very, very long time. I started as far back as 2004 with 1UP.com. Eventually it came on to US Gamer with Kat. And Kat, you just kind of needed a co-host for Axe the Blood God, and he pulled me off the street and said, you're hired. So I have been on the show ever since, and I'm happy to be here. It's been a lot of fun. I've met a lot of really cool people. We've fostered a really nice community, which I think I know it's a little bit egotistical, but I'm proud of that.
Nadia is our wonderful possum who pops up every so often, bringing like horrifying things to us.
And hisses. I can't give you rabies, though. Possums can't carry rabies. There's your fact for the day.
Well, there you go. Yes, Nadia is the host of the Nadia's Nostalgia Nook / Pit segment, which we developed last year and had a great amount of time. I might actually be adding a little twist to that segment, Kat's Travel Pit, because I just realized that I have a lot of travel stories that I can tell over the coming years.
Nightmare.
I can tell you all about the Czech wilderness story. Or Cheb, or the Novapocalypse. There's a lot.
The Novapocalypse is a good one. I think we should have we should have an episode dedicated to Novapocalypse.
That could be the whole episode of the Novapocalypse, where you learned that the CEO of Nova was connected to the Yakuza. It was great.
You have some really cool insights, I think, because you lived in Japan for a long time during our past diverged a bit because I was here in the HD era and Japan was still kind of stuck in the SD era. So we have a bit of a divergence there when we talk about it. It's neat. It's interesting. It's neat.
It's true. Yes, every single Monday, we post a brand new episode recapping the news from the previous week, talking about what we are playing, having a main topic, and sometimes we also have a bonus topic. For example, we are going to be doing a Pantheon revisit in 2023. What is the Pantheon of the Blood God? Well, it's a Patreon-specific episode over on patreon.com/bloodgodpod that we do every single month, and we've been putting games kind of in the Hall of Fame, I guess you could say, of RPGs. And we've had a lot of them, so now it's time to take some of the more controversial picks, and examine the ones that did make it and the ones that didn't, and see, do you still deserve Pantheon status? Have we changed our mind? And that will culminate in a really nice special in a few months, I think. So that'll be a lot of fun. So that could be one of our regular weekly segments, I think. And then, of course, we finish up with Nadia's Nostalgia Nook / Pit. We also do twice monthly specials. And we have a Final Fantasy XIV podcast called Charlene Dropouts. Nadia, you want to talk a little bit about that one?
We sure do. We have Charlene Dropouts. It goes twice a week. One is for, I believe, $5 patrons. The other one is free. So there's always something for you if you are a Final Fantasy XIV fan. I am assisted by Victor Hunter, who is just knows everything there is to know about Final Fantasy XIV. Mike, our great friends, Mike Williams, also knows pretty much everything about Final Fantasy XIV because he writes about it for Fanbyte. So he's on the show. We drag Eric on there once in a while, and we have a really good time. Our free episodes, which these will become more prominent in the new year as well. These are good episodes if you are kind of casual about Final Fantasy XIV because they avoid spoilers. They're more about the lore and stuff like that, just fun stuff to talk about. Whereas in the paid episodes, we tend to get more into patch notes and mechanics and stuff like that. So whatever side you are, if you're a casual, if you're a savage sicko, we have something for you. So you should listen to us in 2023. There we are.
It's 2023. We're here.
Somehow.
Here.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So what can you expect from Axe of the Blood God in 2023? Well, first of all, a lot of RPGs are coming out the next year, including Fire Emblem, Engage, Starfield. And yes, we are going to be talking about Legend of Heroes. What are we talking about? And yes, we are going to be talking about Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. I'm not even going to debate the whole RPG thing. I just kind of want to talk about it.
It's kind of it transcends genre, I think.
We also can look forward to Baldur's Gate 3. And there's probably going to be another Final Fantasy 14 expansion and Final Fantasy 16 and maybe Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth. So it's going to be one crazy year for RPGs, and we are really looking forward to that. In terms of the actual segments, I already talked about the Pantheon revisit. But we're also going to be continuing our much-loved Autumn of Avatar series with Summer of Korra. It's happening.
It's Avatar Korra's music. Let's go. Oh, I'm so excited for this. Oh, my God.
Or it's going to be Spring of Korra. It's Spring of Korra, right?
Spring of Korra is what we are calling it, even though it's going to stretch into the summer. Because we took some of the feedback from the original Autumn of the Avatar, which I think worked really well. And if you're not familiar with it, that's kind of a, we do weekly updates. We have a watch guide that we'll have in the Discord, where Kat and Nadia, who have never seen Avatar, now they have seen Avatar: The Last Airbender, but they have not seen The Legend of Korra, which is the follow-up series. They will be watching through it for the first time. I will be rewatching it, and we'll do updates every week to kind of take our way through the show. We'll have an episode guide in the Discord, and then we'll do specials each month. So each month will correspond to a certain book, and we'll be able to bookend them very neatly. I'm so thrilled, especially because Korra is,
I heard it's gay. I'm pretty excited.
It is. It's also, I think, you know, not to say too much early, I think it's a denser work. I think there's more to do with it. I will tell you right now, the characters start off at age 17. So we are dealing with like older characters who have more adult problems.
Thank God. No more puberty problems.
Hooray. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it. And yeah, these are some of my favorite characters, definitely some of my favorite villains in recent animated history. So I know folks in the Discord who have been following along with the Autumn of the Avatar may have noticed that I changed the channel name already to Seasons of Avatar. And that is why that has happened.
Very smart.
Yeah.
Is that like, does like have a show tune, like Seasons of Love? Seasons of Avatar. Oh, that's terrible. Mm-hmm.
525,600 airbenders were wiped out when the Fire Nation came.
That's a lot of dead airbenders. Holy crap.
Well, that's a lot of dead airbenders. But we also have, there's a ton in our backlog. Go check it out. A lot of specials. You can go listen to our Autumn of Avatar recaps. It's all good. And we're currently in the middle of our Winter of Wick exploration of all the John Wick movies, which are to be just RPGs in movie form with Keanu Reeves.
Reeves is a pro tag. He's always an RPG pro tag. He's very quiet, but he does the right thing.
Some other things that we are planning to do this year. We're going to do another charity stream. We had an amazing time last year. It was a blast. We're going to look at that. We're going to continue to investigate ways to possibly get the show more on YouTube, I think. We are going to be releasing merch. The merch is in development as we speak. And yes, if you are in the Stars of Destiny tier or above, you will be getting your pin. Pins will be on sale relatively soon, I think. And speaking of the Stars of Destiny, if you are on the Patreon, every single, I'm going to say probably Saturday morning at this point, we do our weekly recording. And come have a cup of coffee, cup of cocoa. Sit and listen to us, hang with us as we talk about RPGs live just for you. And you get to hang out with us. So that's the big perk if you are one of our Stars of Destiny.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
And we're going to try and do the D&D episode again, D&D Part 2 with bringing back Shivam Bhatt. And we are going to be doing another March Madness. And this year, the theme is Western RPGs. So the BioWares and the Larians and the Black Isles and the Bethesdas. Mm-hmm. Let's have them all go head to head. Fight, 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 fight.
Flip the light on off.
So that's just a handful of things that you can look forward to this year from Axe of Blood God. And finally, one more big thing. We're going to be at PAX East this year. Yep, that's going to be happening at the end of March. And right now, all three of us are planning on being there. So if you're planning on making plans, keep that in mind. We'd love to meet you. It'd be a lot of fun. Panel topic TBD, but rest assured, it's Axe of the Blood God. It's us. Just come hang out with us.
You can't lose.
Truly. So yeah, we're looking forward to having you for another year. Talk about all the big RPGs that are coming up. And we got a giant backlog for you to dive into and lots of bonus content through Patreon, patreon.com/bloodgodpod. Anything I missed, guys?
No. I think it's important to point out that we are coming up on a very, very busy year.
Big year.
And that's not even including all the surprises that you get every year, like the Hades of the era. So, yes, we have a schedule, but it could always be flipped on its head. And we're very chaotic here. Apparently, mm-hmm. I bring chaos wherever I go, I'm told. So
truly, just listen to the pit sometime.
Yeah, I think on a smaller scale, you know, we're always looking to get more guests on, get more people on to chat about things. I'm taking some of my holiday time to dip into some RPG series I've never messed around with. I bought Yi's on the Steam sale. I'm looking forward to playing.
Which one did you get?
Is it Yi's or Yi's?
Whatever. Yi's. I bought Yes. I bought Yes Origins and Yes 8 because that seemed like Eight's the two best one. Ways to dip into that series. But, you know, we're always looking in both large ways and small ways to keep expanding the breadth of this and bringing on new voices. Covering things that are RPG adjacent and, you know, really just having a good time. I'm really excited about 2023. There's so many incredible games coming up, so much fodder for stuff to talk about. And the community has been really behind us every step of the way. And shout outs to y'all. We really hope that we're going to do you proud this year.
We look forward to podcasting with you all again in 2023. But until then, for Nani, Eric, myself, thanks so much for listening, and thanks so much for your generous support. Happy adventuring.